Welcome to Two Guys and a Question. Between them, Alan Creedy and Danny Jefferson have almost 100 years hands-on experience with funerals, funeral directors, finance, and real-life situations. Every Tuesday and Thursday, they field questions for more than 1,200 subscribers, hoping to stimulate your thinking and resolve your challenges.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
Danny, we got a great question. And it's a timely question for our times based on some of our other conversations. Do you think funeral homes should have a surcharge for weekend services?
Wow, that's a big question. I have noticed on social media that this gets asked every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be one of the questions that gets asked that there's way more different answers than there are.
So there are a lot of opinions.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of opinions.
So as the caveat to our audience then is this is personal.
Right. Well, as a business owner, you have to decide what's best for your business.
Right.
You discussed on a previous podcast, I think it was the one that we did before today, was about labor cost.
Right.
And labor costs are
35%. 30 to 35%. Right.
Of your total cost.
Yep.
And if your labor costs involve overtime, now all of a sudden that's going up.
Mm-hmm.
Considering, and I do agree with this, since COVID, we have had a lot more services on a weekend.
You've seen that go up. Okay.
I have. That's the first thing. I'm not sure why. And then I also noticed that people wanted to schedule the service for a time in the future when they wouldn't have to mask or they could have more people.
Okay.
What I have learned from that, though, Alan, it's a separate question. People aren't coming back and having those funerals.
That was foolish. Yeah. So, Danny, did you have a service charge? I mean, what do you call it? A surcharge?
A surcharge is Sunday funerals and Saturday funerals. Now, let's go back. The embalmers that come in, if you have trade embalmers,
mm-hmm.
charge extra for a weekend.
Okay.
You have vault companies that charge extra and
Correct.
Have been for years.
Right.
We don't charge extra for cremations on the weekends.
Okay.
We don't charge for funerals extra on the weekends. So what is going on with this weekend stuff? Well, and then I see some of the things about where's 365 days a year.
Well, I was just going to say that there's a lot of people, sometimes I tend to be this way, say, hey, man, you signed up for this. Don't worry about it. But the reality, that's not the world we live in anymore. When you and I started out, people were much more willing to do the 365, 24/7 situation. And today, you can be negative or positive. It really doesn't matter. Frankly, I've come to wonder if maybe the people who are more focused on work-life balance aren't correct, but people are less and less willing. So the part of the issue here is if people are looking for a 40-hour, 50-hour work week, as much as we find that offensive sometimes, us old-timers, that is the way it's going to be. So how do we accommodate that? And it seems to me a surcharge is one way to shape your activity in the funeral home. You know, in other words, I don't know. What would a surcharge be? $300? I don't know.
I think the surcharge really should be set to the same amount that you would charge for additional time. Meaning, now we have a charge for additional time.
Okay.
If there's a visitation that goes over set, we charge by the 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever.
Is it a minimum 2 hours or what?
We never ever go to a family and say we're going to charge you more.
Okay. What do you say?
Well, generally, by having the surcharge there, keeps them mindful to pack their stuff.
Well, that's what I was saying is right. A family might look at a surcharge, a weekend surcharge, and say, you know what, we can do this Monday.
Right. That's part of having it. It's the same thing as the surcharge we would have for expediting a cremation. We have a surcharge if you want the cremains back within a certain time, provided we can get all the documents and we can put your loved one in front of three or four others that we've got, and you pay the surcharge, we can expedite it quicker. To have a scheduled funeral on a weekend and 3 months in advance, I'm not sure what difference it makes if you surcharge it this Saturday or Saturday 3 months from now. Saturday.
Well, what I'm trying to think of is let's say that we're going to do a Saturday funeral. That would start, what, 1 o'clock?
Well, Saturdays are 11 o'clock or a lot of times.
11 o'clock, and so you've got pre-prep time, so you probably have to be at the funeral home, what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
What time is the staff coming?
Funeral home is different. If they have three scheduled times, mm-hmm. 11, 1, and 3:30, you can do that in the summertime. You can't do it in wintertime unless the 3:30 service is a memorial service.
What I'm trying to get to is what is the amount of time one has invested in conducting a traditional funeral service?
Wow.
And I know that's dependent on if it's in the funeral home or at the church or whatever.
It's going to depend on the denomination.
And on average, what would it be? 5 hours?
Four and a half.
Let's say five. Okay. Times four people? Five people?
At least four.
Okay, four people. Now, think of it this way, or at least I want to know if you can think of it this way. If part of our agenda, management-wise, is to acknowledge that fewer and fewer people are willing to work the crazy hours that are conventional in this thing. And they're still good people. They're not bad people because they don't want to work 80 hours a week every week. But it seems to me it works two ways. One, it might discourage a family from having a weekend service, so they get weekends free. Or that extra money can work as an incentive to employees reward for employees who are willing to or want to do that. So, but it's also one that I think in today's consumer society, people kind of know and you made the point. Cemeteries charge extra. Other people charge extra for it. So I guess I'm making the case for having a surcharge on weekends. Understanding it's a personal choice.
And this personal thing with me is I am 100% okay with the Sunday. I've always been a little reserved about the Saturday.
I understand, and that's, again, that you have to make a choice.
But you know what I've learned? Every situation's different. How many of you look at the weather every morning to see what it's going to be like 3 or 4 days from now?
Mm-hmm.
I have learned that if I want a service not on Sunday, or I prefer it on Monday, and sometimes the weatherman helps me. Families don't want to have a funeral on a rainy day. And if I'm looking out to Saturday and it's Wednesday, and you want service on Saturday or Sunday, and it's calling for an 85-90% chance of bad weather both days, they may consider doing it Friday or Monday. Provided you can handle that.
That's right. But I think that the question is not so much that as it is how do you feel about a surcharge? Now, you told me, I think, that you do have a surcharge. You charge the hours.
No, we do not have a surcharge per se for the weekend.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
Not at this point. We have a surcharge for anything in excess over visitation hours or a surcharge over cremation expedition.
Okay.
But
not weekend.
No.
And yet
not specific weekend.
One person who was involved in this question made the point that they've had it for years and never had any pushback from families.
Right. And that is the person who asked the question, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of where I was going with it, is those that have tried it that I have talked to have not had any pushback.
Right.
So it's up to you as a business owner. It's a problem more these days, Alan, because people are wanting the Saturday or Sunday.
Well, that was my point. I think we are moving as a profession.
Right.
Just like doctors and lawyers have moved as a profession to a 5-day work week.
Right.
I know that some of you are laying on the floor in shock right now, but that is the reality of where we're moving.
Well, think about it. The other big ticket item that surrounds people and families that charges more than funerals is a wedding.
Right.
They're never on Monday through Friday. Maybe Friday evenings occasionally, but they're almost always on a Saturday or Sunday.
Correct.
So it's just one of those questions. This is one of the harder questions to answer.
I think it is because it's personal. My thinking is once I had the courage to make this choice, and it will take courage, the rationale and the potential acceptance on part of the customer is pretty strong.
I think that. I agree with you. I think that it should be done. I think that however you implement it, it's going to be different or to your location, and it's going to be dependent on your hours that you're able to schedule those services.
Exactly. So you can do it, and we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.